Following heavy rainfall that damaged part of the facility, over 100 prisoners have escaped from a jail near Nigeria's capital. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Originally, 118 inmates fled the Salaja prison, with 10 subsequently recaptured. A manhunt is underway to locate the remaining escapees, raising concerns about potential risks to public safety. While the identities of the escaped prisoners remain unclear, there are apprehensions that some may pose a threat. However, a statement from the prison authorities assures collaboration with other security agencies and urges the public to continue their normal activities without fear. In conjunction with sister security agencies, we have so far recaptured 10 fleeing inmates and taken them into custody, while we are in hot pursuit to recapture the rest, stated Abuja's prison authority. The statement also highlighted the aging infrastructure of many prison facilities in Salaja, situated approximately 50 kilometers, 30 miles, from Abuja. Many of these structures were built during the colonial era, and have since weakened over time. Wednesday's downpour marked the onset of the rainy season following a recent heatwave. Nigeria's Meteorological Agency has issued warnings of heavy rains and potential flooding in some states. This incident echoes a similar event 2 years ago when more than 400 prisoners escaped following a raid on another prison in Abuja. The attack resulted in casualties, including 4 inmates, a security guard, and several attackers. Islamist fighters claimed responsibility for the assault, aiming to free their members. Since 2020, over 5,000 inmates have escaped during prison breaks in Nigeria, exposing systemic challenges within the country's correctional system. Many prisons suffer from overcrowding and lack basic amenities, with a significant percentage of inmates awaiting trial for extended periods. One prison reported that up to 70% of its inmates were awaiting trial, highlighting the need for reforms to address these underlying issues. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.